Good morning.
Good morning.
Over the past few months around sermon preparation or around studying more in depth what we're going through as a congregation, I've been trying to work my way through the book of Psalms. And this past week I came across Psalm 32, which is one of the seven penitential psalms that was written, this one written by King David. Most of the time when we think of a penitential psalm, we think of Psalm 51, created me a clean heart, O God. But there are six others that are very much call us to repentance, and Psalm 32 is one of those. So if you want to turn there, if you aren't already there, Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2. How blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. How blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Truly is a blessing, isn't it? To know that your transgressions can be forgiven, your sins covered, and to not have iniquity imputed to us. Instead, through the great exchange, as many call it, our sin was imputed to Christ, and his righteousness imputed to us. Moving on, verses 3 and 4. When I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was drained away as with the fever heat of summer. We know that believers still sin. But let me ask you this morning, are you grieved when you sin? Shouldn't we still be grieved? We don't have to worry about condemnation. Romans 8:1 teaches us there is no condemnation for those in Jesus Christ. But yet, we should be grieved by our sin. Look at how David described himself. When he kept silent about his sin, when he kept his sin hidden, he groaned all day, his body wasted, and his vitality was drained away as with the fever heat of summer. It ate at him, and it should eat at us as believers if we have unconfessed sin. Verse 5, I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. So again, believers should still confess and repent of the sins that we commit. But note also how faithful God is. Just as we're taught in the New Testament, if you call upon his name, and if you ask for forgiveness, he will grant it. Verses 6 and 7, therefore let everyone who is godly pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance. There we see encouragement to individually confess our sins, even though we're described as being godly. Godly is not meant here as a term for us to feel proud of ourselves. But yet, if we are redeemed, there's absolutely a sense in which we are godly. Doesn't mean we're perfect. It means we're saved. Then in verses 8 and 9, I believe it's the Lord speaking, he says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Do not be as the horse or as the mule which have no understanding, whose trappings include bit and bridle to hold them in check. Otherwise, they will not come near to you. I think this is the Lord telling us, don't be stubborn. Don't be hard-hearted. Come before him and confess your sin. And fortunately, we see in verses 10 and 11, very similar to verses 1 and 2, the results. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, loving kindness shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous ones, and shout for joy, all you who are upright in heart. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your sacrifice that we know paid the penalty for our sins. But yet, Lord, I do pray that we would be grieved by our sins, that we would not be hard-hearted towards them, that we would not be stubborn like a mule, but rather that we would come before you, confess our sins, and know that you are gracious and faithful to forgive us. Pray that we would rejoice in your kindness and your goodness. Pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.